Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Their Story Matters. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. You're listening to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, and my guest today is Brandy Phillips. We're talking about inks, angels in ink, and how tattoos can become therapy healing for old scars. We're not just talking about the physical scars, though most certainly having a tattoo on an old physical scar, especially one that's been given in a form of trauma, abuse, or accident, and redefining what that scar means is very, very empowering. But kind of the scars that it redefines that come from the inside as well. Brandy is not a tattoo artist, but she is a huge advocate for tattooing, replacing old scars and redefining what that message is. And, you know, when we redefine that message, it becomes an empowerment for us to write our own story, to tell our own story, and to let go of the pain and the anguish that came from whatever came from before, and redefine our own path and how we want to walk it and what we are wanting to say. She is a trauma survivor. She's a mother of two amazing grown adults and a grandmother of a beautiful three-year-old girl. She's a creator of so many things, including four streetcar wear brands launching in 2024, currently writing her own book, being featured in a book, two tattoo lifestyle shows, and a leader of tattoos women group called Angels and Ink. Recently exploring the podcast world and potentially doing a movie based on her life. She has a four-year-old Frenchie, yay Frenchies, who is her best friend, and she recently quit her career in the service industry to drive Lyft, which is a car chauffeuring form for people who don't know what that is, and to meet new people and network her career. And at 45, she loves to cook, and in her spare time, music is her therapy, along with changing people's lives. Changing people's lives is good, especially when it comes from inspiration. And inspiration is really, really important, because inspiration begets invitation. And when people see what you've been through or what you've survived and what you're doing about it to empower yourself, it rubs off on them and gives them that liberty to take that path as well. But why tattoos, Brandy? Why is it that journey that you've taken?
I chose the tattoo journey because, I mean, art is beautiful. Mm-hmm. We all know that. We love art. And when you stand in a museum and you're looking at a beautiful piece of art, it takes you in so many different directions. You know, it makes you feel things. It makes you happy. Some can make you, you know, sad. Some can make you feel energetic, you know, and like, wow, you know, that's really inspirational. That's the same thing that tattoos do. The only difference is we're not hanging on a wall. We are walking the earth to show everybody what our art is about. And most of the time, people in this industry, they choose things that are meaningful, you know, that resonates with things that they've done in their life or things that have happened to them. And for me, when I chose this, I chose to cover up such painful memories. I know that those memories will never go away. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to stand in front of the mirror every day and be constantly reminded of the day that I was burned. I get to look at beautiful art that I chose from how I felt and wear it every day, feeling like I'm not different. I'm not scarred. I'm not ugly. I'm beautiful. And that's why I chose the path that I chose.
You also get to choose the kind of art. You know, and it's your piece. It's your expression. It's how you want people to see the picture, so to speak. And that is empowering in itself.
Absolutely. I mean, you have several people out there, like you could meet somebody that's got a complete Disney theme on them and you know that their personality. I mean, you can tell a lot by the art that people choose to put on their bodies, because you see someone with Disneyland all over their body, and you're like, oh, they're just such a happy, bubbly person. They really enjoy life and they love all the colors and they love the happiness, and that's their happy place. And then you have other people that turn to the dark and the gray scales, and they've got the dark side, and they like to, that they've been through something. You can really tell the type of person and their personality is just by the choice of art that they have. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like you really get to know somebody without really even talking to them, just by seeing the art on their body.
It's the same if you went to a museum, you see a particular artist, it's telling the story. My daughter is one with a great deal of tattoos. A lot of it comes from her travels. She likes to have a tattoo representing the country that she's been into. And it's always very artistic or colorful. I keep saying to her, you're a small person, slow down, you're running out of body. But she's just had another one done. But for her, it is. She may take photographs of where she's going, but the tattoo is a memory of the experience. So you don't have to have had always bad experiences to have a tattoo to cover up. Sometimes it's a documentation of a good experience as well.
Absolutely. It's funny that you say that, because I do that with bathroom selfies in every airport that I've never been to. So every airport I go to, I make sure I take a bathroom selfie, because it documents all the different new airports and my travels along the way. So it's the same thing with tattoos, and that's a really great idea. But that just shows who she is. She loves to be in the world. She loves to meet new people. She loves the beautiful, diversity of our countries, and she just enjoys that. And I love that.
And I think we all try to look for an expression, how to express. Some people may write a book, some people may draw or do art, some people create clothing. It's that form of expression of who you are, how you've wanted to show up, and what the world means to you. And whatever platform it is, it's a good expression to have, as long as it's healthy and happy and doesn't hurt anyone, as a disclaimer there. But for people who don't have tattoos, they don't quite understand that this is, it's a storytelling of your life, whether it's covering up an old scar, in your case a burn, which we will talk about, or whether it is expressing a joy that you want to always remember. But it's personal choice, and you get a lot of judgment from people when they look at tattoos, or must be part of the triad, the gangs, the this and that, and they don't realize, no, it's, you've just chosen to be a canvas.
Absolutely. For me, like when this happened, I stayed covered up for 17 years. I had friends that knew me for 5+ years that never even knew I was a burn victim, because I stayed covered up. It could be 120 degrees outside and I was in a long sleeve shirt. I wasn't able to wear a bathing suit at the beach with my kids or at the pool with their friends or stuff. Like, it really robbed me of a lot of things that I didn't get to experience with my kids and for myself, going to prom, and being beautiful in a prom dress and all those things. So for me, when I chose to do this, I sat in that tattoo chair, and every inch of that ink that was being inputted into my skin literally brought back my childhood memory from when I was 14 that day in the accident. I was in a tank top and t-shirts and a bathing suit. We had just been swimming, and I could see that person coming back every second that we were tattooing over those scars. And to be able to walk out and wear a tank top again and wear a bathing suit and be a normal human and not trapped in my skin, is in my own body, is I can't even describe how that changed my life.
Liberated.
It's really It's li yes, it's re like I never felt so alive again in my entire life. And it was just a chance that we took. We didn't even know if it was going to work or not,
Right, because burnt skin, I mean, it must have been extremely painful to even do it on the skin.
there were some spots where there was no feeling at all. And then, sorry about that, there was
That's good.
some other spots where it was just excruciating. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter to me, because I knew what I was getting back. I knew that I was becoming a new person. And the more I started covering up my scars, the more I started, feeling like this person, I was like, I need to do this for somebody else. There are people out there, are millions of people like me that are trapped in their own bodies, feeling like a victim and insecure and feeling like they're not going to be good enough, or they don't look good in lingerie, or they don't look good in a bathing suit. Like, I didn't get, I went through so many years of not being able to feel like I could, like a normal woman, in her own skin. So I do get judged a lot by people, but I also am very humble when I speak to them, because I say, thank you so much for recognizing that I'm a beautiful woman, but let me tell you my story. My story is that I'm a burn victim, and this is why I am the way that I am today.
You've taken back your life. You kind of rebirthed yourself, even going through the pain. When you birth the child, you go for pain, folks, and then you've got this beautiful bundle afterwards. And so it was the rebirthing of yourself. And then no matter what the pain was to go
Absolutely.
through that, it's like this is now my new life on my terms.
Absolutely. My first reality show that we did, we actually called our guests that we had, we called them caterpillars. And they were started off as caterpillars, and then they bloomed into a beautiful butterfly by the time they were done with the show. So, and I can tell you, I was terrified at all of this. I didn't know how I was going to be able to handle the trauma stories because of my own trauma, but I was able to get through it. By like episode four, I became a pro. I was like, okay, now I know I can do this, but the first few episodes were really hard for me, because when you're listening to somebody else's story,
Yes, it
it
triggers
brings
your own.
back, it triggers your own. So it took a lot for me to get comfortable with, being in someone else's trauma. But as I watched the scars disappear, inch by inch, it made me realize that this was my true calling, that this was something I needed to do. I needed to tell the world that tattooing is not just you're a gang member or prostitute or whatever these people label us as. We are normal human beings that are just trying to live, a normal life and express or cover up scars. It's really become a form of therapy. And I think that's what my end game is in everything that I'm doing now, is to really just let people understand that it is beautiful art, but at the end of the day, it's a form of therapy.
The thing about therapy, it can take a short time or a long time. It's all a question of the willing to go through it. The thing about tattoo therapy, and especially if people are going to cover up a big scar or it's going to be intense, it's not going to be done in an hour. It's going to be, a certain part of it, go back more, go back, redefine. But through that process, that therapy of letting go, you can never let go of what happened to you in the sense it happened, but it's letting go of the pain around it, letting go of the crippling list that's around it, and going, this is me, being reborn, letting the butterfly out, redefining life. And that slow process of the therapeutic of that needle going over. I do have a tattoo. It is a butterfly, but it's two butterflies. It's actually two butterflies forming the Celtic rune, the X, which is Gifu or Gibo, known in North America, and it's a form of partnership. So I have two butterflies forming a partnership, the X, which is my partnership with my children. And I did that when I was 50, and my kids were watching me close, thinking, is she going to go ouch and ooch? And I was falling asleep. It was therapeutic. But it is the process of it. And I think people need to understand that no matter what you want to do or what avenue you want to choose in the form of healing, it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight, and you don't want to drag it out either. But having something that you can see at the end of it, like, a lot of people go through therapy, and at the end of it, what is there to show of it? Do you look any different? You feel different, but people don't see the difference. With a tattoo, they're seeing the difference. The scar is no longer there, it's been redefined, right? And that now is they can see that. And with that visual of it comes a different perspective or a different approach towards you.
Absolutely. What made me realize a lot of that too is that you're right, it is the same type of thing. You know, when you go to therapy, you have to do multiple sessions. That's the
Yes.
same thing with tattooing. You have to do multiple sessions, then you go in for touch up, and then you want to add something more to it that reminded you of that person or situation, or you grew more that next year in life, and you want to add to that, you know, and then you start to build off of it. But I was in therapy for years, and I finally looked at a therapist, my therapist, and I said, "Can I ask you a question?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, and with no due respect, I said, I respectfully saying, I said, "Have you ever seen someone you love burn to death next to you?" And she said, "No." I said, "Have you ever seen your mom die of cancer right in front of you?" She said, "No." "Have you ever seen your dad try to commit suicide in front of you?" "No." "Have you ever gone through?" And I kept naming all the traumas that I have gone through. And I asked her, I said, again, respectfully, I said, "How do you feel like you can help me without being able to relate to anything that I'm going through?" And she sat back and she's like, "You know what?" She goes, "I've never had anyone ask me that before." And I said, "This is today's going to be our last session." And I said, I don't mean to ruin your career or anything like that." I said, "But I just really don't think that this is the right form of therapy for me." I said, "I don't think that you're able to help me." And so it wasn't even a year later that I did that I was underneath the needle and I was watching everything disappear and realizing that this was exactly the form of therapy that I needed. And then when I created the reality show, I started meeting all these people. And when I started helping them, I realized this is therapy. Like, people don't realize when you reach out and you help somebody else, that's helping you. You know, that gets me through my day. And getting up every day for me and looking in the mirror and not seeing those scars, I'm not constantly reminded of that day every day. Like I said, I'm never gonna forget it, but I don't have to look in the mirror every day and be reminded of him burning in that vehicle with me. I get to look at beautiful art and I get to look at the beautiful memorial piece that I have of him, and I get to see his name and I get to remember. And it's you just don't realize how powerful that art really is, because it doesn't take me to the dark side. It takes me to the good. You know, it's amazing. And I'm fortunate enough that I was able to recognize all of that and to be able to help people see that same power, you know.
Well, that is a form of therapy in itself, is knowing that from your own empowerment, it empowers others. I've interviewed a couple of people who were burn victims. One of them was a veteran, literally burnt to the scalp. He had keep having to take flesh from his butt in order to give him eyelids and this and that. He became a comedian, you know, to laugh at life. He lost a part of his arm. He went on to do centerfolds, you know, of veterans who've
Oh,
been
I
wounded.
think I know.
Bobby Henline, wonderful person, a great person. And I've interviewed him a few times. And I have another young lady called Keshi. She was on America's Got Talent back in 2017. And she was burnt 65% of her body in a plane crash at a young age, I think of 14, 15. And, you know, when she came out, everybody was kind of, you know, looking at her and kind of not knowing how to react, especially Simon, who we know that for a long time it was about looks with him. And then she told her story and she sang. And the moment she sang, the beauty of her soul and her heart came out. And singing was her therapy. It was her way of getting through it. Too many scars to cover up with tattoo for her, but the singing became the definition of who she was, not the scars being the definition. I had the two of them on together while she was doing AGT. And people said that they cried at that show, not because they felt sorry for them, because they felt so inspired and illuminated by them to their approach in life. And I think this is what you've been through and what others have been through. It isn't a measure of I've been through more than you've been through, because we all deal with trauma in our own way. But it's knowing that you can get through it. You can redefine it. You can take control back over your life. It's not going to change what happened to you, but it is going to change who you are because of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, comedy and music. Music and tattoos are probably one of the two biggest forms of therapy right now in the world. But comedian, I mean, I put that right there with music. I mean, if he can go out there and he can make people laugh, I mean, that's just, I would do the same thing. Like, I've learned now, it took me a while to come out of my shell with everything, but now I'm realizing like humor and music and tattoos, like, it's just really, that's what people, and that's what this world needs. It needs a
It's
lot more
expression.
laughter.
Yeah, exactly.
It
It's a
does.
form of expression. It's a form of allowing our voice to be heard in whatever platform we choose, and not
Yeah,
hiding
it.
because something's happened to us. Why are we hiding? Why are we apologizing for things that have happened? They happened to us, right? We can't blame anybody for something happening to them. It's who they become because of it. And that's what we want
Right.
to celebrate. And that's what we want to celebrate of ourselves. Who are we because of it? I found my strength. I found my courage. I found my abilities. I found my light. And I'm stepping into that
Yes.
light. And now being that beacon of light for others along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just being more comfortable in the world as well. I mean, I know we live in a pretty harsh world right now. A lot of terrible things are going on, but if you
Yes.
can find any part where, whether you're just in a coffee shop or something, and just let your guard down for just a little second and
Yeah.
enjoy the people around you. I always tell everyone the true education in this world is in the people you meet and talk to.
Yes, absolutely.
You never underestimate opening a door and smiling at someone and saying, "I hope you have a good day." People don't understand the power of these things anymore. Everyone is so closed off and so judgmental. And that is, I think, the
Unguarded.
reason why, yeah, why I do what I do. And I've created this new reality lifestyle show. And the brands that I'm putting out there is to really just get people to understand that it's okay. You know,
Yeah.
you can. You need to express yourself and start being, you know, nice and kind and humble and having conversations with people with you. You know, it's really going to change your outlook and how you are in your life.
Yeah.
So I just.
Compassion and kindness towards self will exude out in your reflection to others. But my brother laughed at me. I've just come back from the UK seeing my brother and sister, and he laughed at me. He said, "Wherever you go, you gather people."
Yeah.
And it's like, how's the weather today? Acknowledging this, a puppy dog that. And it's just connection. And you never
Yeah.
know, is that the only connection that person's had today? Or is that person going through a bad day and just talking about something frivolous, kind of lifted them up? We don't know that. We've forgotten how to interact with each other. Social media has
Yes.
made us very, instead of interaction, I say it's all very well to like, and keep scrolling. How about starting a conversation over somebody for something they've posted? Whether it's a virtual one or
Absolutely.
not, communicate with each other. And kindness and compassion is the very foundation of love. And if we need love and we want love and we want to be that love, we've got to first know kindness and consideration.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I've learned a lot. I mean, being a burn victim and going through everything that I did, I mean, I wasn't the easiest person to be around for many years.
Yeah.
I wasn't. And just doing what I did and realizing, you know, that I can help other people and really stepping outside the box and looking at who I was and how angry and disappointed. And I said, you know, it's not about what happened to me. It's about how I'm reacting to it. And I realized that I have a second chance at life and I need to just tell people, you know, like,
Yes.
I just want to scream at people sometimes when I'm out. I'm like, it's okay, you know,
Yes.
like, it's okay to feel and express what you're going through, but also at the same time, maybe channel it onto somebody else and help them
Yeah.
because you don't realize how much that's going to help you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So.
There's something very satisfactory about somebody who was scowling is now smiling, right?
Exactly.
Or knowing that, you've pivoted somebody just in a small direction in the right way. And we don't know what it is. You can go out. I've interviewed people that, the smile literally goes out and just ignites smiles wherever you go. Somebody else with kindness, going out and doing kind act to people, the pay it forward program, all of this stuff. It sounds, oh, yes, very frivolous and this and that. No, it's very meaningful. Because when you smile at someone and show them, I see you. I see you. I care about you. What happens? Elevation. They now pass that on to the next person. And initially, you're going to get somebody in the line who's just a grumpy boots and doesn't want to do anything. But that kindness does keep growing.
It does. My daughter, she's been having a hard time at work, and I have a 3-year-old granddaughter, and she's a single mom, and she called me up the other day, and she goes, "Mom, guess what happened?" I said, "What's that?" She's like, "Aaliyah and I were at Starbucks, and we were in the drive-through, and I got up there, and she goes, someone paid for my order, and she was happy. Like she's like, you don't realize the smallest things." And I go, "So how did that make you feel?" And she goes, "It made me so good." She goes, "I paid for the two people, not one, but the two people behind her. And she gave back to two people." And she's like, and she goes, "It wasn't even so much that they did it for me, but it made me realize that, there's still good people out there." And that's what made her day, and she was
And
happy. She was just,
that's important to know because media, and especially with what's going on in the three wars overseas at the present moment, and the political unrest, and God knows what else is going on, especially in the US and here and everywhere else. Everywhere you go, there is something going on, and it's mudslinging and it's bashing each other, and it's I hate you because you're different, and your religion is this, and I'm that, and it's like, please grow up. This is petty. Not only is it petty, it's other people's lives are paying for your inadequacy to solve your own issue because you're taking that issue out on everyone else. And I think, why we finger point, it's the government, it's this, it's the religion, there's three pointing back at us. Where's our accountability? What's the responsibility for our own choices and what are we going to do about it? And that's the important thing. What are we going to do about it? I'm not empowered to go and help anybody over there doing that. I can send loving vibration and I can take care of the people within my vicinity and let it ripple out.
Yeah, absolutely. My thing is too, is like when I tell people when they're in that kind of mood, I look at them and I said, "You guys all realize for the very first time ever in history, the whole entire world was on lockdown at the same exact time. None of us were different. None of us had any special treatment. We were all the same at one point in time." And I said, "And not to mention that we all have hair, we have eyeballs, we have noses, we bleed the same, we have the same sicknesses, illnesses,
We
we
all
have two
poop and
feet, we
pee
have
the
two hands,
same
we are all the
way.
same. We do everything the same.
So why are
We
we
are
so
no
hung up?
different. That's it." Like,
Why are we so
why?
hung
I
up?
don't understand.
No, I
I
don't.
don't
We
understand.
can have different preferences, just like, a buffet. Not everybody is, people aren't going to go and eat the whole thing. They're going to choose what they like. Oh, you're wrong. You
Absolutely.
chose the chicken nuggets when you should have chosen that. Oh, get over yourself. It's like we live and let live. As long as people aren't harming themselves or harming anyone else, live and let live. But I think the worst thing is ignorance and arrogance.
What do you care?
Yeah, exactly. Ignorance and arrogance is ignorance because I'm placing judgment on you. You have tattoos, so judgment. Perception, oh, it must be that. Why? Because I saw it on a movie, or the news says it's this. And so therefore you now know this person, you know this person's story, you know who this person is, right? Because of that, no, that's arrogance. Why don't you ask? Why don't you hear it from the person? What their story is, because we've all got a story, even
Everybody.
everybody. Your big dictators out there, and poster children, narcissists. And why? Because inside are little boys or little girls, mostly little boys, that have not dealt with their issues and did not feel loved and did not feel felt heard. And so they never learned compassion, they never learned to care for anyone else. It's all about themselves. And that is because we let them down as children. And if we don't teach people compassion and understanding instead of judgment and belittlement, we're not going to evolve as a humanity. And it really is holding us back right now.
I had a conversation with somebody the other day that was talking about celebrities, and they're like, they're just the happiest people in the world. They got everything that they want. These kids that grew up with rich families. And I said, do you really think they don't have any worries? Do you think that they don't have any trauma because they were raised by nannies and not their parents? Do you have any, that their parents may have never paid any attention to them? Just because their traumas are different from yours doesn't mean that they didn't go through anything like that. And it's not for you to even have any say in how they handle their trauma. They may be, out in the world just building their career because it's just easier for them not to deal with their trauma and being successful. Good for them.
Yes,
If I
exactly.
if that was my path, if that was the path I was given in life, then I would have taken it, but it wasn't. This is the path that I was given in life. And I said, and I'm doing the best that I can. And I said, so don't think for a second that there isn't a single person in this world that does not deal with some kind of trauma.
Exactly.
Just because they
It's
don't
called
show it
life.
doesn't.
It's called life.
Exactly. Life is trauma.
Yeah,
It
it
is
is.
one big trauma. I mean, it's traumatic when you stub your toe.
Right,
You know,
exactly.
it's
Well,
just,
being, we're born. It's a traumatic birth, the moment that
it's
we're born.
traumatic birth.
And but we can
Yes. I
choose
mean,
whether we're going to suffer or we're just going to have life struggles. The life struggles make us stronger. The suffering cripples us and keeps us in that dark space.
absolutely. I did a podcast 2 days ago for Cinemills TV, and I went into the studio, and they've worked with some huge stories from the Crips to, biker gangs. I mean, some really big stories, these people. And I'm thinking, I'm just a little fish here, like there's no way that like I
Every
have
fish
anything.
counts.
Right. But I'm thinking, like, I know I have a story, but I didn't think I was gonna like even come close to these people, And by the time I was done with the podcast, the guys like were all sitting there staring at me, and they're like, I am going to tell you from right now, they said, you are the most powerful story we have ever told on our podcast. And I was like, for real? He goes, yeah. He goes, the most inspirational and the most powerful story we have ever had. And I was like, you didn't even get half of my story. Like,
Right.
I was like, you didn't
Exactly.
get it. And he's like, you are so inspirational. They're like, we want to have you back again, and we
For
keep
the other
going with this.
half.
But right. And I'm thinking, like, I know I have a story, but I just didn't think that like it was, going to match up with these guys have lived
But
some
again,
crazy lives.
I know, I mean, and again, I've had people that I've listened to their stories. I've been doing this 11 and a half years. I've done over 3,000 shows, and I've listened to some people, and things that have happened to them should never have happened to a human being at all. And the fact that they
Ever.
didn't become murderous or commit suicide or do anything else, but they found their way through. They found their
Yeah,
way
and
through. And it
that's
is,
exactly.
it's the testament to our strength. It's a testament to our ability. It's a testament to our spirit, right? And it's like, it's not measuring. Somebody said to me, but what if somebody hasn't got the trauma? And I said, it doesn't matter. The people, you don't have to have trauma or scars to tell a story. Any story, our story, as simple as it is, it has an impact on someone else who's going through that. It's the, when people, you went through that, you saw people burn next to you, your mother and your father and everything else going on, never mind what you're going on in your own personal life, but you chose. And I'm sure there was a point in your life that it took you a while before you got to that choice. Well, you got to that
It
choice
did, yeah.
where, this is now my voice, it's now my story, I'm going to change the narrative. But you had to go through your own roller coaster of everything else. Going down all the wrong roads, the dark roads, the self-pity roads, can I live anymore roads, take me now, please, all of those, all of them. And you get to a point at the end of those roads where it's like, I have a choice now. I go 6 feet under or I rise 6 feet above.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what these guys were saying, is that they looked at me and they're like, you come in here, you're super happy, you've got this beautiful smile on your face, and yet you've gone through, like, they were flabbergasted. They were like, how? And I go, it's a choice. And I told them a story. I
Yes.
said, where and what you're talking about right now is, I told them this little story because I did make the change years ago when I first started the first reality show, but my true turnaround point wasn't until it was a year, almost a year ago, where I really took everything by the chain and just started pulling and was like, this is what I was meant to do. I was standing after the sentencing of my first director with my reality show and hearing what he got and all of that. I went into a depression. I actually went on depression medication. I was in tears. I wouldn't leave my house. My daughter couldn't get me out of bed. I felt so defeated. I felt like everything that I had worked so hard for, it was just taken away from me. And how could I fail all these people that I tried to help their lives? Like, all these things were going through my mind. And the biggest part was for me is that I continuously just would lay there and think, how could somebody do something like this to somebody like me? Like, how could you take somebody's life story and all the trauma and all 48 of those other people's trauma stories and just be so selfish and use it for your own living and your own just lies and deceit and everything that you did and lie to this person? Like, how could you do that? You know, and I couldn't wrap my head around it. And I was standing at a coffee shop and I was in line. My hair is all in a messy bun. My mom always taught me, don't ever leave the house without being dressed. You just,
Right.
that's something
Yes.
you do for
Yep.
yourself. Don't
Yes.
ever leave. I mean,
Yep.
I set foot outside the house with my hair in a messy bun. I had my slippers on. I mean, I was in my PJs pretty much getting coffee. And this guy turns around and looks at me and he said, you have a lot of pain in your eyes. And I looked up at him and I was like, excuse me? He goes, you have a lot of pain in your eyes. And I was like, well, it's been a pretty tough year, you know? And I just kind of, sorry. I just went back to, you know, minding my own business and in my thoughts. And he goes, well, if you don't mind me asking, he said, what's the hardest part for you? And I was like, well, the hardest part is I can't, I've forgiven. Because I'm a forgiver. I go, but I just can't understand how somebody could do this, you know, take my life traumatic story and just use it
Capitalize
to
on it
live,
themselves, yeah.
right, live his Hollywood lavish lifestyle, you know, and lie to me for 8 years. And he said, listen, he goes, if you understood why he did that to you, then you're no better off than he is. He goes, the fact that you don't understand means you are the good and the gift in this world. He goes, you may not have had a hand in the cards that you were dealt, but you have an obligation to play the hell out of the ones that you have.
Exactly.
And that's exactly everything that everyone around me was saying to me, but I wasn't hearing it.
Right.
My kids, my family, my friends, everyone was saying those same things for 6 months to me, but I wasn't hearing it because it was, one, it was coming from family, and we
Yes.
don't ever want to hear our family, you know,
Nobody
we're just like,
listens to
whatever.
parents.
Whatever, just leave me alone. Like, let me wallow in my whatever, you know? And I looked at this guy and immediately I'm very spiritual in the universe. And I realized that, you know, the universe put this man in my path for a reason
Right.
because I needed to stop being a whiny baby and I needed to get out of my head and I needed to get back in the game and I needed to come back even bigger and stronger. And that's what I did. I went home, I wrote reality show number two. And I formed the Tattooed Women's Group and I started creating these brands and I just started going. And I haven't stopped in the last 6 months. And it took me 3 years to do my first TV show. I did this one in less than a year. So I wish I could go back and find this guy and thank him because he was my saving grace. You
You
know, and
know,
if I had,
somebody on that vibrational level already knows. That's all his job was to do for you, is just pivot you. Right?
But he gave me back my
Yeah,
smile. He
but
gave me back my
that was his
energy. He
job to
gave me
do.
back.
That was his calling to do. Right? And now he will know energetically, you know that you're on the right track. And
He was in
yes,
hit.
as much as it's nice to bump into him and tell him whatever, someone like that who read you like that was already somebody that was on a different vibrational plane, and he will know. Right? Got your signature and he will know. And even you just thanking him out in the universe, he'll pick it up in some form or other. Right?
I believe in all of that. But
Yeah.
I mean, without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have the smile that I have on my face. I wouldn't have, all these different things that I'm doing. So it's
You
amazing,
probably
just the
would, but it would have taken longer to get there. And sometimes
maybe.
it's just the right person in the right place. So, I have an analogy that you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Leave it there long enough and it's going to realize it's thirsty. Right? Somebody came along and showed you how thirsty you were. Right? And that's the thing is that when it comes from families, as much as, I mean, the amount of times I've wanted to help my kids, but it was like, what do you know, Mom? Of course I know nothing. Right? Nothing. I've only lived this long. No, nothing. Right? But it's because it
That's
comes
what I
from,
call my best friend, yeah.
that's when you, and even your best friends. I mean, I've had things where friends, I have told them things, but the perception they had of me, they didn't want to know because it changed the perception. Right? Yeah,
Well, I call my best friend and I tell her, I'm like, hey, can you call my kids and just, can you tell them this?
Yeah, I
Just to
know.
listen to
Yeah, exactly. But still, they have to see it for themselves. And unfortunately, with kids, it's they'll always see you as mother. They won't always see you as who you really are. And that's okay because we'll always be mother and grandmother. I'm grandmother too. So yes. But the beautiful thing is you've now become an example to them. You can be down and out. And what you received from this other guy was the cosmic 2x4. And basically it was, yes, you were doing the right thing for the right reason, but you were doing it with the wrong people. And the reason why you've been able to do this so much faster now, not only because you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and whom you're doing it for, but you're now doing it with the right people because you know how to gauge who they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So everything is a lesson
Absolutely.
learned, even though sometimes those lessons are very emotionally, financially, and spiritually costly. And it takes a while to regroup and regather, and then that one person to come along and pivot you off in that other direction.
Absolutely. I do believe that, everything that happens to us in life is, it's a lesson and a blessing.
Yeah.
It's just how you look at it and what you choose to do with what's going
Right.
on in your life.
And it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to carry those scars, inner scars, with you for the rest of your life. I've just written my memoir. My brother's a professor of literature, so he edited it for me. He said, "You talk about loneliness a lot." And I said, "I let the book write itself. I just let the fingers go and write itself." And I said, "Yes, it does come through the theme because that's actually how I have felt in my life." And it was my own realization in writing it and being able to see that. And it's like, yes, I was, and I probably always will be because not everybody gets me. So therefore, they see what they want to see from you. But I think it's when you are at home with yourself, and that's the thing, when you're at home with yourself and who you are, why you are, and what you are, and what you are doing, it doesn't matter anymore because you're no longer lonely. You choose to be alone with self. And that then gives you that force of energy and direction and focus on to move forward in something that really you love to do because the heart and the soul is in it. When the heart and soul is in it, you're unstoppable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny because I spend like 99% of my time by myself. Like I'm either at work or behind my computer. And it's not a bad thing. Like people, these days, they're like, you need to be like, who says you need to be in a relationship?
Right.
Who says that? Well,
It's
don't you
nice
want to
if it
have
comes
somebody?
along. It's nice, and if it's a right fit, but it doesn't define you. It doesn't
Right.
complete you. It's got to complement
Right.
you. The people in
Well,
your
I've
life have got to
already,
complement you.
yeah, absolutely. Well, I've already been a wife. I've already been a mom,
Yeah.
still a mom, but I mean, I'm growing up and all of that. And I won't do the dating websites or
Yep.
anything like that because I just really believe that if whoever is truly meant for me,
Yes.
I'm going to meet that person out in the world,
Yeah.
and I'll put myself out there when I'm ready to put myself out there. But right now, it's my career.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I'm going to be traveling, and you never know. You might meet someone out in the world. It's just,
Well, you want to
but
meet like vibration. You
yeah,
want
but
people
things,
who see you for who you are, that resonate with you on the same frequency,
right.
where you do complement each other, where you excite each other on what each other is doing. And that person's strong, you're strong, but when you come together, you have a different strength altogether. And
Absolutely.
that person will come when the divine decides it's the right time.
And also for me too, though, what is really has me super happy about like all of this is that with my accident and my mom dying and my dying and my dad leaving and being abandoned at the age of 14, I suffered from abandonment issues. That's something that plays a very big role in my life. And so for once, I'm okay
Yes.
being by myself. Like
Yes.
I've learned that I have grown enough to know that I don't need to have somebody and that I'm happy just being who I am and what I'm doing and that I'm okay being alone. Like I'm
You're
okay with
enjoying
it.
your
So
own
for me,
company.
exactly, it
Right.
was a big win for me
Yeah.
to know that I don't think about having, like I don't I go out to dinner and eat by myself now. Like I
I
go and have
do too.
lunch and
I know.
yeah, like
People
people are
think
like,
I'm
why do you
crazy
do
enough. Well, I
that?
have to wait for someone else to take me. If I feel like
Right.
going out, I'm going to do it myself. Oh,
Exactly.
I've just turned 69, so I must be a cougar looking for somebody. I said, are you kidding? I love people. If there's a conversation that comes up somewhere along the line, I love it.
Yeah,
But I'm also an observer. I
absolutely.
like just soaking in people, right, around me. And
Absolutely.
why do we have to wait for someone to take us? We can go and do it ourselves, folks.
Absolutely. I see. I think the same exact thing. I'm like, they're like, you go eat by yourself. I'm like, yeah, don't you? And they're like, no. I'm like, and they're looking at me like I'm
I
weird
know.
or like I'm something. I'm like, well, I'm good with it. Like
Yes.
sometimes I just kind of want to sit and eat my food and not have to, have a conversation with
Right,
somebody. Like
but
I'm on the
and
phone
then
all day long.
sometimes it's nice to have a conversation with somebody, but you don't want an empty conversation just for the sake of dinner, right? So it's
Yeah,
choose your company and who you're
absolutely.
going to converse with, which I think is important. I think what happens when you've gone through life's traumas, you've gone through the roller coaster, you come to that realization, you've come to that space where you're at now, your second TV show. Your scars are now covered by your own artistry, your own explanation of how you want to be. You don't mind being alone with yourself because you are comfortable being you now, right? When we've gone through that journey and we've reached that point, we become very, very selective of who is around us, whom we give our energy to, and who we empower, because we want that empowerment to be people, I'm not going to say worthy, but people who are going to share it or do something with it. And you're very selective around the people you're around with the energy. What's their agenda? What do they want from me? And is it just because they care, or because they love me, or because we enjoy each other's company, or because together we're empowered to do this, that, etc.? But the moment it becomes of what can I get from you, or what can, you see the calculation in their eyes, then it's like, no, it's okay. I can go a different direction.
I mean, it's also too, it's like once you become so comfortable with yourself, you really, really tune into your intuition
Yes.
and your gut is your guardian angel and you listen to how your body responds to other people around you. When you are that okay with yourself and you can sit with yourself and you know that you love yourself and every part and you trust yourself, that literally brings you the people that you deserve to have in your life and that need you. Like I've noticed that the more that I have opened up that and the non-negative and all that stuff that is gone, and me being more open and inviting and all of that. Like, I have brought so many amazing people into
Yes.
my life in the last 8 months versus the people that I was drawing in before when I was in this dark spot. You know, it's just when you can channel all of that into one, you really change people's lives, and it brings them back to life, and it brings you back to life.
Yes. Yes, it's like a flower finally getting water. All the
Yeah,
leaves start to blossom
exactly.
again. And this is
It's like you're on
the
vacation.
yeah. Yeah, but you know, the thing I think important is something that people have forgotten how to do in life. Again, it doesn't matter what's happened to you, it's how we get through it. But it's like, where is your joy? And for me, I found joy in my meaningful purpose, which is podcasting, which is interviewing people like yourself who made a difference in your own life so you can be an inspiration to someone else. So you can help guide other people through the navigation of their own suffering into something that can be a meaningful purpose for them. And that's the beauty of it. Now, I stepped into this 2012, and for me, it's I would say if you can do a job where you don't get paid, I don't get paid anyway. But if you can do a job that you don't get paid on, but you get up every morning to do it despite anything else, then you know you're in the right space. You know you're in it for the right reason. And the joy is, you know, if you say, I'm just in a job. No, where's the joy? You're giving 8 hours of your day away. Where's your joy? You know, but we talked about kindness and sympathy and compassion, but where's the joy? Because when we step into joy, we've stepped into compassion, we've stepped into love, we've stepped into meaningful purpose, we've stepped into who we really are. And that exudes out and ricochets out, and it invites and ignites others around us. So find your joy. You found your joy, second time round, right? But this time, you're the one that's in control.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about
Absolutely.
this new show that you're doing. How what is what's happening with it? How can people find it? Well, is it ready to come out? What's going on?
It's not ready. We're still in the formatting stage, the formula stage, and seeking distribution. But I can chit chat a little bit about it. This new reality show, it's actually not a reality show. This is a lifestyle show. We have actually changed it over to a lifestyle show. And the idea of this is to focus on internal and external scarring this time, because my first show was just external. But I really wanted to tap into the internal scarring, because what I mean by that is, you know, someone that has been 20 years clean on drug addiction, and, you know, they go in and they get their 20-year chip. I want to do a 20-year memorial tattoo. Drug addiction, there's domestic violence, you know, memorial, the loss of a child right after birth. I have a cousin that went through that. Some other people that I know have gone through that. Just that type of thing. So really be able, and even service animals. We actually have an episode on service animals, for people like the blind that lost their service animal, or, you know, any kind of that. And also for veterans, you know, the war dogs that, you know, a military guy, you know, veteran lost their service animal, or police, or any of that. So we're really taking this to a whole different level and really tapping into places that people don't really pay attention to. And with these episodes, we will raise money for nonprofits, charities, and foundations based off of the trauma of each episode, and we'll be giving back.
Wonderful.
Each one of my clothing brands, as well as the one for Modified by Ink. Each episode will design a shirt, that'll be specific for the episode, and a certain percentage of my sales will go back to that nonprofit charities foundation as well. So each one of my brands will be giving back to some nonprofit charity or foundation. I always feel that I've just always been a giver, and it's just
Yes.
it's what I want, and I love giving back to people, and others, you know, because I just don't want to help that one person on the show. I want to be able to help others beyond that. So
Generating.
that is,
I've got the same
Right.
pattern coming out of our Forgotten Children series book, and each person has
Yeah.
contributed a chapter to it on where we're going wrong with our
Right.
children and what we need to change. But the money
Right.
raised from the book goes back to them and the organizations they support. There's
Right.
already beautiful organizations in place, but they need support. So they need recognition and they need support. And I think that is kind of the format that works, is that bringing awareness to something, having something that people can buy in form of support that then
Yeah.
supports the organizations that's doing the work. So I think it really is a really good system.
Absolutely. I just created a new one. This is it's really cool. I have a family member that's serving time in prison, and there's a lot of, people don't realize this, and I don't talk about all of my art, but I do have three pieces on my body that came from two men that are serving life sentences in prison. And they are some of the most talented artists, and they don't get to show that. And a lot of there's been a lot of guys that are in there that are wrongfully charged too, on top of
Oh,
that.
yes.
It's just the systems are terrible.
I know. I
And
just
so
did a show on that.
I just created a new line. It's called Art by Inmates. And what I'm doing is I'm going around all the prisons, and all these people are able to submit their artwork, and each week I'll
Beautiful.
choose a piece, and it'll be featured on a shirt. And the money for each person that wins will either go back on their books, or it'll go to their families to help support their families. And then anyone that didn't make it on a shirt, that week will be able to put their artwork up for sale on the website, so people will be able to purchase them as a tattoo piece to be done on their body. So this is something I'm really excited about, this one. I
Yes.
think it's really cool. I already have a
Yeah.
lot of people wanting to send me artwork, but it gives them hope.
Well,
I
yeah,
mean,
that
even.
we make just choices in life that are wrong,
Yeah.
that end up hurting other people, and now they're paying the price for it. But it doesn't mean we pick them up and throw them away. What we want to do is
Exactly.
empower them to become different in a way of giving back in a different way. And this empowers them
Exactly.
in the artistry of what they do to give back and empower others. There's been I've interviewed quite a number of people that have served time, and
Exactly. I mean,
they become those speakers. They become those motivators for other people. Right? It was like, please don't go down my path. Right? And
And
that's
there's a lot of people in prison too that, were young and made dumb
Yes,
choices, and
exactly.
they're, looking to change, and to give them, this, to look forward to knowing
Hope.
that a piece of them is going to be shown
Yes.
around people are going to be able to wear their artwork around the world.
Yes.
Is I think it's just a really positive thing to put back into the prison system, and hopefully, get everyone to work together. I mean, I understand politics inside there. I get it. But it's still it it's I think it's just I'm super excited about this one. Like
I love
I
this. I
haven't been
love this.
this
Yeah.
excited. Yeah,
No,
I haven't been this excited about one, but yeah.
Michel Pascal is a meditative guru. I've had him on a few times, a beautiful soul, and he goes into the prison systems and helps them find ways to meditate and find peace within themselves. And they just love him because
Yeah.
basically, and especially in Western jails, they're just kind of thrown in like cattle, and then where's the rehabilitation? Where is the chance to become something else? And
Yeah.
that's, I think, when we treat with dignity, then we inspire dignity.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I do you remember the story of the, I think it was Head of the Bloods, or maybe the head of the Crips that was, sir, he had been in prison since he was like 16 years old. And he served some 40 something years. He was scheduled to be, he was on death row, and he spent 40 something years on death row. This man, because that's how screwed up California's prison system is,
You should try
these
the
men, I
Texas
mean,
one.
yeah, but I'm like,
Guilty by
why even have,
association.
right? But I'm like, why have death row if you're gonna let them live a almost a full life,
Yeah.
on it? So he was like 16 or 17 when he went in, and he, obviously got death row, and he changed his life around in there. He wrote children's books,
Yeah.
famous children's books. And I mean, just was this completely different, and they
Yeah.
put him to death about 7 years ago. And I mean, they protested, everyone protested,
Right.
like, this is unfair, like, you already allowed this man, because of how shitty your system is, to live a life and build something out of his life, and then you take it away.
Yeah.
I was even upset about it. I was like, this man changed his life.
And that's the
Like, he
point,
made a
is that
mistake at
yes,
16,
16. And look, let's not to say that there aren't the villains out there that have no remorse and they deserve to be where they're at because they have no remorse and they're not willing to change. That's not addressing those. I did a show recently of a woman who went to jail for her brother, whom they couldn't find. And they sent her to jail just because they would go to another family member if she didn't go, and purely by association. And she served 2 years in jail for not guilty, never did a trial. They sent her to jail. And then there was a young girl who had a date, first date with somebody. He was a criminal. They sent her to jail. Right? So, I mean, you talk about screwed up system. America's got a screwed up system. I'm sorry. But the thing is, what we're saying to people, if we throw away the key like that, and you can see the change that they're trying to do, the growth they're trying to have, the life they're trying to turn around. We're just saying to them, it doesn't matter, you don't count. And I think, if people are willing to put in the work to change, to remorse, to try and give back, then we should be respecting that and honoring that and not just throw away another human being.
Exactly. So that's why this part of my line, and it's we actually have a prison episode too with the show, which is where this was inspired also from. I was like, I need to really not capitalize, but like, focus on this,
Yes.
and if I can reach these guys inside there too, like, that's just it's just even more for me, because it
Yeah.
just makes me happier to know that I'm giving them, some kind of hope. Maybe they're not getting out ever or whatever
Right.
it is, but at least they have something good to wake up to every day and say, hey, if I create this amazing design, it might end up on Art by Inmates, and people all over the world could be wearing my artwork,
Right. I
and it
mean,
just makes me happy to know that I can put a smile on their face. So.
what are we here for? We're here to be contributors. We're here to be of service to one another. We're here to discover what our instrument is, how to play it, whom to play it with, and who does it inspire and uplift. And if we treat people that, I mean, please tell me anybody, show me anybody on this planet that hasn't made a mistake of some kind. And if we say to them, oh, that mistake, we're going to throw you away, which Western society does, whether it's jail or in any other way. We pass judgment. Instead of saying, you've made a mistake, own the mistake. Now, what are you going to do about changing and going in a different direction? Why do we not encourage that? And I think one of the biggest problems is we do not value life. We do not value people. We dictate who and what they should be, and we do not explore who they really are and help them to discover themselves. And I think that is what's wrong with society in a whole.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I have angels in me, but I am no angel in mistakes. Before I created all of this stuff, I went on a downward spiral. I was a drug addict, and I was on meth, and I lost my kids. I lost everything I had. I was living in a house that looked like a crack house, and I had no job, and I was stealing, and I was being at 30 something years old. I'm now 45, almost 46. This was in my early 30s. Like, I was late bloomer, but it happened. And I didn't have a care in the world. I didn't care what I was doing or who I was hurting or whatever. I was in my own head about everything that had happened in my life, and I just didn't want to live anymore. I just
You
wanted
were
to
in
just
loss. You were
I was
in
lost.
loss. You're in
I was
loss.
lost. I
You
went
were
to jail.
right. So that
I went to
you weren't
jail
attached
three
to anything.
times. I went to jail three times, and what finally did it for me is I was face down on the concrete with a boot in my back and a gun drawn to the back of my head. And I laid my face on the concrete, and I realized that I was tired.
Yeah.
I was tired of chasing all the trauma inside of my head. I was tired of chasing the drug. I was just tired.
Yes.
I was done. And I realized that I didn't survive a double car explosion. to become a drug addict.
Right.
And that's when I started writing my book and I created the first reality show. I was featured in tattoo magazines about covering up my scars. And that's where my journey started. So I know, and I think that's probably why I'm so
Yeah.
compassionate for people that are in prison too, because I was there, I was a grown woman and
Yes.
I lost my way.
Yeah, I, but
You
you're
know,
not the
I'm,
only person. I mean, I've again interviewed quite a number of people who have lost their kids because of drugs, because they were lost. In your case, you'd had so much loss in your life that you were in that perpetual spiral of loss, which made you lost, right? So there was, you didn't feel anything to gain. Yes, you had your children, but you weren't living for them because you weren't living for yourself. And in order to live for our children, we need to live for ourselves. Your tale, unfortunately, is one that we hear far too often. I remember doing a show on somebody who listened to a show of a girl that she said she was so close to prostitution for the drug. And that's when she knew that she had to go into rehab. And normally when she went into rehab, she came straight out for a fix. And she went straight to her mother and said, take me to the recovery with the next level. Oh no, she was in detox, now take me to rehab. And somebody touched me, contacted me from that show and said, just listening to that show has changed my life. It's giving my life back. So you sharing even what you're sharing today, it's not about the downs we've had. It's the ups that we choose. And yes, you can have an up and then a down, up and then down until you find an equilibrium, until you find a flow of life. And that comes when you find yourself, find your purpose, find your reason, your why, and you're at peace with that. That's when you're in rhythm and flow, and you don't have the highs and the lows. But the highs and the lows have given you the gift of knowing whom to serve now, who to speak out for now, who to profile now to give that so their stories heard, so they don't feel thrown away or left out, that they know that they can count and they can rise up from their own ashes.
Absolutely, 100%. I think that we have to have these downward spirals. I think that those are our lessons for us to grow. I think
Yes.
you have to hit rock bottom to be able to grow, you know, and go back up. And
But to pivot you on
I
your
do believe that.
journey, would you be doing the jailing? Would you be doing, this or that? You wouldn't be doing those things had you not taken that journey. Just like you said to your psychiatrist, how can you relate to me? You've never been through any of this. How people will relate to you will be people that have been the drug addict, that people have gone to jail, that are people that have been a victim of something. They will relate because you're sharing their story and empowering them to speak to their story and empower themselves forward. And that's why people congregate towards someone that has gone through what they've gone through, because you're sharing their story and you're empowering them. You're giving them that empowerment to rise above and change their narrative.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's unfortunate for me that I've had many traumas in my life. The first one started when I was a kid by a neighbor, but I mean, I don't even know how to put it.
It's who you are today that counts.
It is.
That is
And
all that shit has happened to you, but it carved you with who you are today. Hard knocks, right? Hard knocks, tumultuous waves, and few volcanic eruptions. But it's who you are today doing what you're doing. And you're 45 years young, with plenty of time ahead of you, and the impact that you're going to have on other people's lives along the way will ricochet out. And just like the guy that pivoted you and you wish that you could say thank you, there may be people that you pivot and they, don't reach out and say thank you to you, because that's not what it's about. It's just knowing that your vulnerability and putting it out there and showing them what is possible if they make a different choice. What is possible, who they could become if they make a different choice. If they place that value of love and compassion upon themselves, making that choice, and all you are doing is inspiring and inviting, they've got to take the journey.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
So, do you have a site right now, or isn't that the process of being developed?
Yeah, everything is in the process of being developed. I'm hoping to have all four brands with the website launched by beginning mid of just January 2024. So we're still in a lot of we're in
Development.
meetings every week. Yeah, we're still in development. So
That's okay
yeah, but I
because
mean,
you want to do it right. Right.
yes, absolutely. You know, it's crazy because I just didn't really think how fast all of this was going to be unfolding. And now I'm just recently presented with a potential movie on my life story and everything that I'm doing. So now I'm actually in the middle of co-writing a movie script. So it's trying to juggle it all is been crazy, but it's also just been so exciting, and I love doing the podcast. I scheduled out my day today just so I could do this because I was super excited
I
for
was
coming on here with
great
you
that we could
today.
have you on here because I know
Yeah.
it's been a few tech issues, but you know, when it's meant to
Yeah.
be, it's meant to be, and that's important. I heard you on, on the wonderful eighth event for women every month, and I knew that I wanted you on to share your story. Again, you don't have to have gone through hell and back a few times to become an inspiration to someone, but when
No.
you hear somebody who has. And they've decided out of those ashes to become the phoenix. And now, in relatability, in compassion and understanding, they're now there to help you on navigating whatever you're going through. It really does invite people to look at their own lives and go, well, if she can, maybe I can. And but it all starts with
Absolutely.
choice. It all starts with choice. What are you going to feed? And that's the important thing. So right now, people can only get hold of you through Facebook and through Instagram. Is that
Right.
correct?
Right.
So
Yes, I
your Instagram handle is?
Angels in Ink. So it's Angels and then the word IN and then the word INK. Brandy Phillips.
And your Facebook?
My Facebook is just by Brandy Phillips.
Okay, I've got a green here. What was the green?
Is there, oh, is it? I haven't seen that in a minute.
It
Green. I
says
think it's
Brandon,
green. Brandy Phillips
modified.
green.
Modified.
Oh, modified
Yes.
by ink. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that one then get a hold of you there as well.
Yeah.
And of course, when when your show comes out and everything, we most certainly will update your show page here and put everything out on there. And it's we just never know. When
Yeah.
speaking to someone, how it can change their life, or telling a story, how it can inspire someone else. The person, from the jail perspective, whether they're going to get out or not, or whether, somebody buys their ink, it's like it's time for us to look at each other as human beings
Yeah.
and, look at the value of life. War strips that all away. There is no value at all. There's no, nothing ever comes out of war other than hate and more resentment and years of resentment and more wars. But the war we have on ourselves, that is the one that we
Yeah.
really need to battle. And that can only be healed through love, through self-love, through self-caring, through self-forgiveness, through nurturing. And when you do that, that's when you become empowered, and that's when you become empowering.
Absolutely.
So you've done the work,
Absolutely.
and now you're out there to ignite other people, their other heart and souls, and to show them that they're worth it. They're worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I honestly can say for the first time in my life, I don't think I've ever been as happy as I am now.
Yes.
Like just knowing that I have more and more levels of platforms to be able to help people and to really, just show people who I am and that I'm just not this crazy tattooed woman. Like people look at me and they're like, "Your face is tattooed."
Everything has a story. That's the point.
It's just my personality.
Exactly. Well, as I said, my daughter, you're running out of space, daughter. And it's a reflection of her story of life. It's this reflection of your story of life, but it's not your only story. Right? It's a the conversation, instead of judging, ask, what does this one mean? What does that one mean? Start the conversation. Don't be afraid to talk to each other, folks. Don't be afraid to engage with each other. Right? Don't assume and don't judge. Ask. Because through that conversation, you have no idea where it's going to go, or how inspiring it can be. Right? So.
Absolutely. I've learned that, and I let I make a point to talk to people every single day that I leave my house, whether it's opening the door and they say thank you and say you're very welcome and you smile, you know, like it just I make a point. Like I have these funny story is I really quick is I have these old guys at my Starbucks that I go to every morning, and I'm pretty sure they're there to get away from their wives, but it's yeah, they're hilarious, but they're retired businessmen and they sit there and they talk. And every time I walk by, he always has some kind of inspirational quote for me. So sometimes I'll sit down and just listen to their conversations and chat with them. But I've learned more from those old men than I have in a long time from people just hearing them. And they revert back to the olden days, like, ask me, you know? And how they do things, and then they tell me the bright, the a brilliant way of how to navigate it in today's world. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from, is these guys in their 70s, you know, like people are so
Hey, I
afraid.
was
Oh my
69 years
gosh.
old. Don't make me old.
Exactly.
Well,
Well, not you,
I'm
but I
69
mean,
and boarding off 70 there, but the point is,
you're
with
I'm
age,
old too. I just say we're old. Yeah, age is just a number.
it's a number.
But
It's a number
there's,
and it's an attitude. But yeah, what I will say
yeah,
about people of mature age is we've been around the block.
yes,
We've been around the
yes,
block. We've learned things along our life. And if you sit down with somebody that maybe
yes.
you're okay, they're fumbling with their phone and don't know how this app works or that app works. But for Christ's sake, they're the ones that invented the damn phone in the first place, right? So,
Yeah.
never ever underestimate somebody's lifetime's experience, just as your lifetime
Yes.
experience now is going to inspire a younger person at the beginning
Yes.
of their mistakes, at the beginning of their mistakes, to catch themselves
Exactly.
and not go down that path. This is the thing, is back to listen, children, for Christ's sake, what comes out of our children's mouths, right? Everybody's got wisdom inside of them. Is it, do we
Yes.
allow that wisdom to come through them, no matter what the age is? Pay attention. You never know where that wisdom is coming from. You never know what it's going to mean to you. Please interact with each other, treat each other with kindness, and learn to listen and learn to feel the knowledge. We'll all get along a lot better if we do.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the
Yes.
thing.
And I think my point is that, you know, you're like my parents, their education is what they got in their time, I think is way more powerful than what I got in my generation. Like I look back on my parents and all the knowledge that they gave me, and I'm like, wow, they were right. Like they were
Because
really right. You
we
know?
didn't have the books then, we didn't have the
You didn't have
podcast
it.
then, we didn't have any of that then. And it was, I remember my daughter when she had her first baby, and she said to me, "Mom, how did you do it with three?" And I said, "I don't know, I just did it." And
I
that's the
just
thing
did
about
it.
our lives,
Yeah.
we just did it. What was in front of
Yeah.
us, we attended to, and we did it. And what happens a lot with people in life today is they become so caught up in, oh, why me? Or this and that. For God's sake, just do it. Just do
That's how I am.
it.
I'm
Don't
like,
overthink it. Just do it.
I raised two kids as a single mom, and I worked three jobs, and I still managed to be a cheer coach, and I took my son raced across the world, across the US with BMX, and I still managed to do it all. And everyone's like, how did you do it? I'm like, I don't know, I just did it.
Exactly.
Like,
Because the need
just
was
get up
there,
and do it.
you made it happen. Exactly. And that's what life is about. And I think, the younger generation, it's overthinking, it's oversensitizing. And it's like, if you get out and do life will show itself to you. But if you're constantly thinking what life owes you, you're always going to be poor.
And my point was with these guys is that people are always like, oh, you know, they're old, you know, they don't know anything, they don't know technology. Never judge a book by its
No,
cover. I
no.
learned more from those men at
Yes.
that table than I learned from anybody else that
Right.
I've had conversations with. So I always make a point to stop and sit down and chat with them. Like, people need to stop thinking that, just because you went to college and you spent all this money on all this education doesn't mean that you're going to get the
Doesn't mean you're smart.
right. I didn't graduate high school. I
I didn't
didn't
either.
finish all these things, and I ran the fine dining restaurant at the Getty Museum for 2 years. Like, I was an appraiser. I worked in the mortgage industry. I ran business. I've got people that email me today to run their high-end restaurants in Hollywood right now. They're asking me to come work for them, but I'm choosing my path of all of this. I didn't graduate high school.
Nope.
You never know. Just because you went to, you spent all this money and all this time in college doesn't mean that person's going to be able to help you.
No.
It's the other guy that didn't spend all the time in college and just has the life experiences that's going to benefit you way more
Yeah,
than
it's
someone that
knowledge
did.
versus wisdom. Wisdom is acquired through life, through the participation of life.
That's
L
true.
knowledge is something you learn through books, through this, through that. If you don't have the wisdom to know how to use the knowledge, then you just don't have the knowledge.
Can say to everybody here today, really just stop and talk to people. Stop and really have a conversation with somebody, and
Yeah.
you never know what you're going to learn. You never
No.
know. It may inspire you to change your life and go a
Yes.
different path, or it may be bring back the dream that you had when you were 17, 18 years old, and you just happened to meet someone that was in that industry or whatever, and it sparks you to go back to what you truly felt like you wanted to do. I'm really what I want everyone to understand is just don't underestimate the power of a conversation.
No, don't underestimate that. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't be looking at yourself from the outside in and everybody shoulds, woulds, or anything else. Go into your own passion, your own heart, your own spirit, your own soul. It's the wisdom. It will navigate you forward. And then pay attention to all the people that come into your life because they're there for a reason. Whether it's a word, whether it's a sentence, whether it's a long, deep conversation. It's all there for a reason to pay attention to life. That's where you'll get your knowledge.
I've now set a boundary for myself. I don't touch my cell phone for the first hour that I wake up, and I
Good for you.
have times where I put it down, and I you have to. Like, I was paying attention one day. I was watching people because I'm a people watcher. I love to watch. And everyone's heads were in their phones. I mean, even
While
in the
they're with
coffee shop,
somebody.
even, yes. And that's another rule my kids know and my family knows is that when we sit down at the dinner
Yes.
table, zero devices at the dinner table. That is
Exactly.
quality time. That is family time. That's where we have conversations.
Yes.
That's a really big thing for me. And I don't think people really understand quality time anymore. I think that's another thing that I've been really chatting about a lot lately with people is quality time,
And
and I
understanding
don't
what
see
quality is. It
exactly,
isn't more
exactly.
likes or more followers or more
It
that. That
isn't
is
searching
not
on the
quality.
internet together.
Exactly. It
It's not,
is interaction. Quality is engagement. Engagement, physically or virtually, but it's engagement. Having
Absolutely.
conversations, having time and quality time with yourself. Quality time with everyone else. And if you're constantly, perpetually on the phone, you're living what I call the headliner life. Headline, 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 but never any content, never any contents of content. And you're
And
always going to be
laughter,
empty.
and laughter is one of the most
Yeah.
powerful things too. I mean, you can't, like, if you're not laughing every single day, genuinely from your heart, like, you're missing something, because laughter is I believe it is something that we need to live with. Like, we need to survive is laughter.
I'll
And
have days when I've got to have an admin day and I've got this to do and that to do and that to do. And I go in and I'm doing all my stuff that I do, emails, Facebook, etc. And then I realize No, I'm just not in the right frame of mind to do all that other stuff right now. And I'll go in and watch rescues of animals on YouTube or listen to some music and get into the groove or just watch some sillies. I love silly billies, you know, and just lift up my heart, lift up my spirit. And now I'm actually more creative in what I do because I've been lifted. And sometimes don't push through the drudgery, go, I've got to go through it. No, find a way to get out of it and go and do something fun. Fun, folks, fun.
If your body's rejecting something that in your it's not wanting you to do it, there's a reason why it's rejecting you from wanting to do it because you're just not in the mindset. Maybe there's
Exactly.
something something else is meant for you to be paying attention to. So I always pay attention. Your gut is your guardian angel. You always listen to your gut and you go from there. So
I live with a 90-year-old who has a spirit of a child. Like Christmas, you just, oh, kid in a candy store. Any reason to have joy. And when we go for a walk, we stop and get puppy fixes and just everything about her. Oh, can we go to Jimmy's? And it's like, and it's just that wonderful, innocent spirit. And it's like, that's what's kept her still driving. Still, she literally ran the other day to get on the ferry with me. You know, just that spirit, of life. And I think we forget that because we listen too much on the outside and not pay attention to the inside. So, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter what you've gone through, folks. It doesn't even matter what you're going through right now. It's where do you want to be? What are you going to feed? Right? Because the seeds that you plant today and the watering of the nurturing today is what's going to grow tomorrow. And if you've got a bunch of weeds tomorrow, well, what did you plant yesterday? Right? So pay attention. This has been great, love. Thank you so much for sharing here today. It's been wonderful having you here. And I
Thank you
know
for
you're going to
having
do
me.
very well with the TV show. I love the whole outfit. You know, when you have got it going, you have to come back and we'll have to talk about, you know, some of the experiences of the interviews and everything you've done because, you know, there is no box, folks. There is no box. There is no right and wrong. The right and wrong is based on does it harm somebody? Does it benefit somebody? Right? And I don't mean somebody's bank account where they're going to get at the cost of you. I mean the enrichment side of things. And when we look at that, we all make mistakes, but we can all thrive from them. I've got a lovely word that was given to me some time ago about, of course, it's gone now. Let me look for it. Where is it? Where is it gone? Flawless. So flawsome. We've all got flaws. Right, every single one of us, there are quirks, flaws, you know, things that we do that may irritate other people, but we can be awesome in those flawsomes because they define who we are. They are our quirk, they're our personality. So just learn to be awesome despite your flaws. Just learn to be awesome.
Absolutely. I think that's the most important thing, and to really just be happy. I mean, find there's so much happiness out there, but if you continue to just focus on the negativity, that's all that's going to come to you. So just
What you feed, right? What you seed and
what
what you feed is going to
you
grow. And when you've got a
start having those
purpose,
conversations.
when you've got a purpose, when your heart is in it, when your soul is engaged and your spirit is in action, you're in knowingness, right? You don't need to validate, verify, or justify. You are in where you're meant to be, doing what you're meant to be doing. Well, we've just got to
Absolutely.
be engaged with our own lives and let it be so. So thank you
it's
so much,
amazing. It's
honey.
amazing how the thought of other people's opinions of you disappears with all of that as
Oh
well.
God,
It's like
yes.
you don't
Yes.
care. You
No.
just, you know,
No, if
you're happy.
it's a critique that is something that's going to benefit you, then absolutely, because it's been given with good intent. If it's a criticism to make themselves feel better, let it go, folks. You don't need to take that on. That's their issue. You don't need to take it on, right? So let it go,
Well,
let
thank
it
you
go,
for
let it go.
having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for being here and good luck with the next venture. I know it's going to be a success. You've learned all you've learned from the past, right? You know what to look out for now. You know why you're doing it. You know whom you want to do it with and you know who it's going to benefit. That's already a win.
It is.
So remember, folks, we can redefine our scars. We can redefine our experience. We can take everything that's ever happened to us and turn it into empowerment with other people that may be going through it. And we can show them how to be a thriver in life, an inspirer in life, and that life is really worth living no matter what you've actually gone through. So until next time, folks, I wish you all well. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life. And we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted. And we do hope that you enjoy the next show.